Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, no let-up in the war in Sudan. Airstrikes and rocket fire rocked Khartoum earlier today, despite promises of truces and ceasefires. The UN telling us that a large number of children are dying in the conflict so far. Thousands have fled the country, many more pouring into southern Sudan. Joining us now on the line from Juba in southern Sudan is James Wani, Christian Aid's country director. James, you're very welcome to the program.
Welcome, Kamek. Nice to be in the program.
Tell me what how things are there where you are, from your perspective.
Kamek, we are dealing with a serious emergency on the South Sudan border. Over the last few weeks, we have seen over 30,000 people crossing over from Sudan into South Sudan. And most of these are fleeing a terrible situation in which they found themselves because of the current power struggle between two powerful generals who have controlled the politics within the within Sudan context for quite a long time.
I'll deal with how you're dealing with those numbers in just a second, but let's go to the center point of the conflict. And James Elder from the UN has been telling reporters that 190 children so far have been killed and 1,700 injured in the first 11 days of the conflict. And it began, as we know, this latest episode on the 15th of April. This is devastating, James.
Absolutely, Comic. The situation is very, very dire. I spoke to my one of the partner staff on the ground that is aligned to Christian Aid and providing the preliminary support for those who are crossing over the border. We are hearing very horrific story of people having to go without food for 3 to 4 days and cutting down on daily intake of food. Prioritizing the most vulnerable, you know, particularly children. We had one family who had recounted to our partner staff on the ground that they had to their husband and two of the elderly family members had to make a difficult choice to venture into the street to try to look for food. And then, as you know, the most of the streets within Khartoum are turned into a battlefield. Unfortunately, for this particular family, their father never got back, and one of the elder son was injured in the due course. So the situation is very, very desperate. And from the South Sudan side, you know, it also caught most of the humanitarian agencies off guard. So we are receiving people in an open place where shelter is in short supply, sanitary facilities are lacking, people need basic things from water, food, to simply an opportunity to speak to their loved one to see if they can get some assistance for their onward movement. So the situation is changing by the day, but it's very, very horrible.
Mm-hmm. And the humanitarian crisis on your side then is intensifying by the day as thousands cross the border. And thousands have made the journey, James, because the perilous journey, because they believe that the promise of a ceasefire or a truce, and that's not holding. There's still violence despite all of that. Is there any hope that a ceasefire will take place or will hold?
This is the big question, from South Sudan side, where I'm seeing, you know, we are in a very, very desperate situation to see there is a ceasefire could hold. As you know, South Sudan relies on most of its economy on the Sudan. The country is largely dependent on oil, which accounts for over 80% of its revenue. So if this conflict continues, it means government will not be able to get some funding. And that will really have a very big implication on a very shaky peace process also on the southern border. That at this particular moment when there is a crisis in Sudan, it is important that it holds to avoid the situation turning into a regional catastrophe.
Is that likely?
From our side, we are really hoping that this could be averted. Christian Aid, together with a number of partners, have stepped up our peace building work. We have a very long history and legacy of working with faith leaders, accompanying them to resolve very difficult, contextual issues here. So we still think, together with the international support, this situation can be averted. And that's why it's very, very important that at this moment we see solidarity, for the people of Sudan and South Sudan, so that we can really avoid this situation getting out of hand.
Efforts being done as well at the UN tonight to avoid or to start an emergency session of the UN Human Rights Body on this very question of the Sudan conflict. That'll happen possibly next week early, but still too late for thousands of people. James Wanney, Christian Aid's Country Director, stay safe and thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.